Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 131 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Can you believe we are almost to Christmas? It's unbelievable, huh? December the 7th is when I am recording this one, so it'll come out tomorrow morning, December the 8th. And as I look at my calendar, I mean, look at that. The 25th is just a few short weeks away, so hopefully you've got your shopping done and you're ready to go for the holiday season. So I hope everyone's doing well and you've had a good week. Wanted to share that Natalie had a CT scan on Monday, and we had a doctor's appointment today, and everything is clear and good. So continue to appreciate all of the thoughts and comments and texts and everything else that I get asking about her. So thank you so much for that, and she is doing well. So we had that appointment today and got the all clear, so that's fun. And we are gearing up. So we just got back from Costa Rica, which was awesome. And hopefully you listened to my Pura Vida episode last week. I know several of you have because I've gotten several comments. We are next week going to Park City, Utah. So from a hot, warm beach climate to snow. It's cold there. I don't love snow. I don't love the cold. But we're going because we've always heard it's beautiful. And we're not going to ski, probably. So you say, why are you going? Well, we actually had it scheduled a year ago. And with the events of Natalie and such, we're actually staying at an Airbnb there. And the owners were really gracious and let us put it off a whole year without charging us, you know, any extra or all that. So we're going to do this trip a year ago. And so now we're doing it now. So it's kind of this kind of back-to-back thing and complete different climates and locations. But Park City is supposed to be beautiful. So I'm sure those of you who have been to Park City and are listening to this are probably nodding your head right now, because everybody I've talked to in the last little bit who has been to Park City has said, oh, you're going to love it. You know, great little town, great places to eat. Beautiful and all that. So we're going to try to snowmobile and maybe tube a little bit, and then sightsee and that kind of thing. So looking forward to it. So I'll record another episode before Monday, and then we fly out, like I said, Monday morning, be back next Friday. So that's kind of what we've got going on. And this week there's been a lot of coaching this week and a lot of catching up. So that's been fun, too. It's great to see people continuing to grow and continuing to just, you know, become more and more self-aware on this journey and this humanness and this thing we call life. So been a really productive, fun week. So looking forward to tomorrow. A lot of coaching sessions tomorrow, and then wrap a few up on Friday, and then we'll be rocking and rolling into the weekend. So hope you're doing well. Now, I also know, and if you go back last year, I think I did some podcasts going into the holiday season around family and families and that kind of thing. And so this week I thought I would do one to hopefully instantly improve your relationship. So if you've got a significant other, spouse or otherwise, and you're struggling a little bit, or maybe you're in a great spot and these are things that can just help you continue to grow or help your relationship, I hope these things are helpful for you. I know that there are several of you out there right now that are struggling in your relationships. I've talked to you, I've emailed you. So I also hope that these will help you where you are right now. So five ways to instantly improve your relationship. So here's a don't. So here's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a don't, and then I'm going to do a do. So don't do this, but do this, right? Or strive to do this if you can. So don't focus on the past or bring up old issues in any heated conversation. I mean, if that's not wise counsel, I don't know what is, right? Don't focus on the past or bring up old issues in any heated conversation. How many of us have done that, right? I can't believe you did blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, I did that. That was 20 years ago. Well, I still can't believe you did that, right? You're still harboring that bitterness. You're still harboring what happened so long ago, right? Don't do that. So what do you do? What should you do? What could you do? Focus on the future and what you want in your relationship to move forward, right? Does it preserve the relationship or does it harm the relationship? Does it move the relationship forward or does it take it backwards, right? Anytime we bring up those old wounds, there's an intent there, right? There's an intent to hurt. There's an intent to go deep. It's probably, honestly, our wound, right? It's something in us that we need to dig into. But what do? We project it on them. So stop doing that. And if you'll stop doing that, your relationship will get instantly better. Start focusing on the future. If you can't get to the future, focus on today. Focus on right now. Focus on the present. What is going to help you preserve the relationship right now? Okay? Number two, focus on how often your spouse doesn't do things the way you think they should be done. Don't do that. Don't focus on how often your spouse or significant other doesn't do things you think they the way they should do it or the way that it should be done, right? It's that whole expectation thing. When you begin to focus on how they should do things or that they didn't do it the way you want them to or that you did, they didn't do it the way that you expect them to, things are not going to go well in your relationship. You are going to continue to point out, even if you don't do it out loud, you're going to continue to point out in your mind all of those things that bother you about them because they don't do it the way you would do it. Or they don't do it the way you want them to do it. They don't meet or live up to your expectations. Remember, that's not their job. Their job is to be them. Your job is to be you. So what can you do, right? Focus on the things your spouse does well. And own the things that you want done in a specific way. Isn't that good? Focus on the things your spouse does well and own the things that you want done a specific way. Because there are always going to be things in your relationship that they do differently than how you would do it. So you have some options, right? You can either let them do it and you can let go of that control. You can let go of that stronghold that you've had. You can let them be them and let them fold the towels the way they want to fold them. Or you can say, hey, honey, you know what? It's good. If you'll just wash them or get them dry, then I'll fold them. And then you can fold them three ways, right? Or two ways, or just turn the corners the way you want. However, I mean, whatever the thing is, right? But the more you focus on them doing it incorrectly, the more it'll drive you crazy. A dishwasher is a great example, right? Do you wash the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher? Do you rinse them off? Do you just throw them in there? Well, let's say your spouse just throws them in there and you think, because of the way you brought up probably, but you think they should be completely clean before they go in there. There's going to be a disconnect there, right? So you've got some options. Use your options to your advantage. Don't allow yourself to continue with that unmet expectation that you have for her or him. Don't let that, right, ruin and rule your day. Don't let it do it. And if you're not married yet, you're dating or you're thinking about getting married or you're thinking these little things, it's just little. No, no, no. These are things that will create division in your relationship as you move down the road. So you want to make sure that you address these specifically internally first. Notice when it comes up. Notice where they're not doing the things you want them to do. Notice how that makes you feel. And then decide how you want to address it for you. Okay. Number three, focus on how your relationship has drifted on and off and doesn't feel fun and exciting anymore. Okay. Don't focus on how your relationship has drifted on and off and doesn't feel fun and exciting anymore. You know, we talk about the brain all the time here. The more you think your relationship isn't fun, the more you think your spouse isn't any fun, the more you think your girlfriend isn't any fun, guess what? They're not going to be any fun. And you're not going to be fun either. And you're going to see all of the reasons why, and your brain's going to go out there and say, see, I told you, they're not any fun. They don't do it the way you want it done, right? It used to be fun. We've been married 20 years. 20 years ago, it was fun. Or maybe 20 years ago, it wasn't fun. You've been telling yourself a story the whole time. Well, you keep telling yourself that story, it's going to continue to not be fun. So what can you do? Focus on one simple way to connect. Pause and be present with each other each and every day. Focus on one simple way to connect. You can pause, right? For some of you, breathe. There's one or two in particular that I'm talking to out there, right? Breathe and be present with each other each day. And you can focus on the positive. Focus on the things that they do well. Focus on the things that you like about them. Focus on the things that you love about them. Think about the things that made you want to be with them in the first place. That will instantly help your relationship each and every day. Number four, don't focus on your communication breakdowns and how difficult it is to get on the same page. Anybody hearing me? Again, don't focus on your communication breakdowns and how difficult it is to get on the same page. How many of you do this? You don't have to raise your hand, especially if somebody else is there. It might look weird. But how many of you do it, right? You're like, oh, you know, we can't communicate. It's so hard to get on the same page with her. It's so hard to get on the same page with him. He doesn't think the way I think, right? She doesn't think the way I think. She'll never think the way I think. She'll never be like me. For some of you, thank goodness, right? The more you dwell on the negatives, the more you dwell on how you can't communicate, the more you dwell on how you're not on the same page, the more that is going to show up in your relationship. Do you notice the pattern here? You know, you notice the pattern? You keep going down that road. The relationship keeps getting worse. You're like, I don't know why it's getting worse. Well, it's getting worse partly because of the way you think about the relationship, the way you think about yourself, the way you think about your partner, the way you think about that other person, right? So what can you do? Focus on the specific things that you are doing right when your conversations go really well. So what are the things that you do when your conversations go well? I'm going to give you a little insider tip here. It has to do with what's going on inside of you. Because I'll guarantee when your conversations go well, you are thinking from a clean space. Your heart rate is staying down. You are not projecting on them. You're not thinking, oh, what an idiot I married. Or I'm an idiot for marrying her. You're not doing that. You're focused on the present. You're focused on the words. You're not making the words mean anything that she's not saying to you, right? Those are the things that are happening when the communication is going well. You're like, how do you know that? Because I live it. I live it, right? Each and every day I live it. So if you will focus on what's going on within you, when those conversations go well, you will be able to go back to that and go, okay, wait a minute, right? Let me focus on the present. Let me hear the words. Let me ask for clarification. Let me address what's going on right now in the present. And then I want to do it over again. It's like you put that on repeat. All right. And number five, Number five, focus on how your spouse doesn't listen, doesn't care, and how you never feel seen or heard. So don't focus on how your spouse doesn't listen, doesn't care, and how you never feel seen or heard. I mean, that sounds even terrible as I say it, right? The more you focus on that stuff, of course you're going to feel like you're never heard. Of course you're going to feel like they don't care. Of course you're going to feel like they don't listen to you, right? So what do you do instead? Focus on your inner work so you're not as triggered when your spouse doesn't respond perfectly. Right? So what do you do? Focus on your inner work so you are not as triggered when your spouse doesn't respond perfectly. If you will focus on yourself each and every day, if you will get back to the basics of noticing what those triggers are, what those feelings are that are being triggered by a thought, right? And then how you respond to that feeling in your action, your results will begin to change. Right now, if you're in a bad spot in a relationship, right, you can trace that back to your thoughts about that relationship or how you acted at a certain time, right? You did something. You may have had an action that caused a problem in the relationship. Well, the reason, right? The reason always goes back to the thought. It always goes back to the thought. It always goes back to the thought. So notice where you're being triggered. Notice how you're responding. Notice what's going on within you. Focus each and every day on the present. Focus each and every day on what's going to make you happy in the relationship, in spite of them at times, right? And you can begin to instantly change your relationship. So if you're struggling, go back and listen to this again. Listen to those five don'ts. Listen to those five do's. See and notice when you get in that don't pattern, when you get into that judgy pattern, when you get into that you should pattern, when you get into those expectation patterns, and begin to shift those to the present. Begin to shift those to a different way of thinking, a different way of feeling, a different way of acting, and begin to produce a different result in your relationship each and every day. I know some of you are going through a hard time right now, right? Christmas is going to be tough. So feel free to reach out. Yeah, I'm going to be on the road next week, but I'm available. You can email me, go to the website, set up a consult, and we'll help you progress through this, right? DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.